Are you on it for Super League season? How's it been so far?
Yeah, really enjoying it. Glad I made the move to Seven Stars, and it's just nice to have a fresh start with a new team, and they're a great group of girls.
You moved uni, didn't you, to play for them? Was it a wise decision?
Yeah, I'm really glad I made the decision. I moved from Manchester, and then I'm now studying at Worcester University, which is where Seven Stars are based. So, yeah, I'm glad I made the move.
What's it like working with Afisha and Josie Jans week in, week out?
They're so experienced, and I learn so much from them, especially Afisha. Now I'm playing a little bit of goal attack. She's been a great help, giving me tips in the shooting circle, because obviously I'm not really used to that position. And Josie, defensively, she's just got so much knowledge, and it's good to have that they can share it with the team.
Obviously, you'll be working with Mon and Pamela week in, week out. How have you seen your game develop and advance in that short time?
Yeah, I think I've definitely improved as an individual over the season. Having Pam's input, especially in the goal attack position, is learning from the best. And Mon, what she brings over from Australia, and just she's a great player. And I think having her on board and head coach at Seven Stars has been really good, and like a fresh training setup that she brings as well.
Individually and as players, are you noticing more and more people locally attending games?
Yeah, there's great support here in Worcester, and especially with the local schools, we get a lot of school groups in, and I think it's growing week in, week out. I'm selling more tickets, so definitely growing support.
Would you say you're getting recognised a bit more? Are more and more people waiting at the end of the game wanting you to sign things?
Yeah, I think the fan base has definitely grown, and it's good to have this franchise in an area that's not had one before. So the girls that have been interested in netball and not been able to attend Super League games before have been coming down and really enjoying the game. So, yeah, at the end of the game, it's just great to see how much support we're getting.
Was that nice? Did that take some getting used to, or did you just take it in your stride and think, oh, well, these are people that are obviously looking up to me like I looked up to players when I was a little bit younger?
Yeah, it was a bit strange at first. Obviously, giving autographs out is something I've never really done before. But, taking it in my stride. And it's really nice to have people that are looking up to you and want to have photos taken and give autographs out.
We saw the game on telly the other day, and in the crowd was a massive Iona banner. I just wondered whether or not that was some family relation.
No, that was a group of friends from my church, actually, that came to watch the game. they made a banner.
And how much of that did you see during the game? I bet it was every glance across, you could see it in the corner of your eye.
Yeah, it's always good to have friends and family down supporting, especially when they make a big banner with your name on it.
The game v Dragons was almost point for point. Are you starting to see the performances on court now translate from training?
Definitely. I think we've improved each game, and especially the doubleheader this weekend. We put out two really strong performances, and obviously it's a bonus to get the win against Dragons.
The top four, still a possibility, and the new teams in the league have made it really unpredictable. And
yeah, definitely. I think it's been a really interesting Super League season, and we believe every team's beatable, and there's definitely been some surprise results as well. So, yeah, you never know quite what you're going to get, and I don't think it's clear who the top four teams are going to be this season.
Even the next two fixtures for you, you've got Stars at home and then Bath away. No games are going to be easy, but from a team, is it just a case of taking it game by game?
Yeah, definitely. I think sticking to game plan and putting out on court what we've been working on in training, every game is a winnable game, and we just need to go start each game with that attitude and definitely get a few more positive results.